Welcome to The Worst Week Yet, the least informed podcast on the left. It's a podcast where every week we ring in the new year by eating the baby inside of the bread, and then we're like, oh, I found the baby, and then we swallow it, and they're like, you weren't supposed to do that. It's like a little trinket you keep. I'm your host, Andrew Hillary, and I'm joined once again by Deanna Mackey. Deanna, what's up?
I have never, nor do I endorse eating a baby.
What if it's made of plastic?
I might be drunk from the last podcast.
We are recording this out of order, but today is...
We're always out of order, first of all.
We have never once been in order. Today is... Hold on, I have to look up the date that this is dropping. Today is... January 2nd.
The deuce.
2023. Happy New Year, Deanna.
1, 2, 2, 3.
1, 1, 2, 2, 3.
Angel numbers.
Happy New Year. Do you have any resolutions?
Listen, last year, it was not my best work.
Your New Year's resolution for 2023 is like, try not to do that again. Yeah, like,
dude, I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do or not do specifically this year, but I know that I am not going to approach it from the same angle. And that's the resolution is like, I don't know, reorient myself to the universe or something. Find out how to be on my own time zone, like Kentucky and Michigan and Arizona, but not racist. That's it. That's my resolution, is my own, be on my own time zone. So you all can take that to mean whatever you want.
My resolution, I'm going to try and get my liver to be less fatty. Oh. I have to get another sonogram. Did I tell you that I got a sonogram?
Yeah, okay. Because you told me you kept making like birth jokes to the person and they didn't like it at all. But yet, despite that, you just kept doing it, because you and I both do that thing where we forget that we're a real person and we're like, I'm just doing this for the bit, like Nathan fucking Fielder, but like... We exist. This is not the rehearsal.
I'm just too convinced that everybody working any job where they have to interact with me deserves me at least trying to make them laugh.
Yeah, I mean, I agree, because like when I have to do this podcast with you, I appreciate you trying to make me laugh.
Oh, okay.
But honestly, sometimes when you're not making me laugh... And then you keep trying, it's kind of upsetting.
Let me just say this. I'm glad that I can't see the faces of the people that I'm ordering food from the drive-thru menu from. Because I'm always trying to do bits at the drive-thru menu.
No. And not like you're a world star video from the early days of the internet.
No. I'll be like, do I have to pay extra for the bun? And they'll be like, what? Like, is the bun included?
As a person that has an OnlyFans, I'm going to let y'all know you always got to pay extra for the buns.
Couldn't say it better myself.
There it is.
Well, folks, we've got part two of our 2022 year in review for you here. We are going to get to that in just a moment. But before we
welcome back our favorite friends.
Oh, yeah. Kennedy's back. Donovan's back. Audrey's back. We got the gang.
Yeah, we got the Radio Free Tote Bag crew. We got the Poltergeist. We got everybody.
We got our returning champion Geist. Before we do that, we just got to take a quick moment and say thank you to our sponsors. Now, this is a listener-funded show. People give us money every week, or every month, actually. Not every week. That's too much.
Do they come in on rolling? Like, is it all at once?
I don't know. Patreon sent me this email like, hey, you have to figure out if you want this to be on the date that they signed up or on the first of the month. And I didn't respond to it, so I don't even know. Maybe it all got shut down and we don't have a Patreon anymore.
Guess what, guys? We don't know how anything works. including our own Patreon.
They sent me another email that was like, get your 2022 tax information in order. And I was like, I'm not going to do any of that shit.
Get your tax information in order.
Look,
what?
We make about $1,200 a year. Maybe $1,500
a year. But if you make more than $600, you have to claim it. You're going to have to write Kennedy a 1099. It's embarrassing.
It's really embarrassing, but also I'm probably not going to do it.
Mom, help.
If you are a tax lawyer, please bail me out. Yeah, so you can go to patreon.com/worstweekyet if you want to support the show. It means a lot to us. It really does. You know, we put this out. We put some work into this every week. Not a lot, but some. And, you know, folks that have a couple bucks to chip in, it's really appreciated. So
listen,
thank you for that.
Yep. Now that we're in the part of the year where we have to record the show at Andrew's house because it's cold months, I put a lot of work into the show. Like, first of all, I have to stand up. I have to change out of my sleeping soft pants into my podcasting soft pants. Mm-hmm. That's two steps right there just for y'all. You guys.
Honestly, like one of the biggest aspects of like work I put into the show is figuring out what time to tell the guest versus what time to tell you to be there to try and get those two things to as close as actual time as possible.
You know what? I appreciate that because I say often that my love language is emotional labor and you trying to figure out what time zone I'm on, you trying to figure out my personal time zone.
I'm putting in the work.
That's
doing
emotional
the work.
Labor. You do a lot. First of all, you talk me out of committing suicide like at least twice a month and like try to figure out how to communicate time to me in a way that means I'm going to show up in the place you want me at the correct time. And I appreciate both of those things.
Yeah. Yeah.
More the on time thing and less the just please just let me kill myself.
I'll think about it.
You'll
it's a brand
never
new year.
Have to worry about what time I'm getting somewhere if I'm dead. You can put me, you can take me with, like, you can put my ashes in your car like your mom and then I'll get everywhere at exactly the time you want me to.
You're the only person whose corpse would be late for their own funeral somehow. Do you?
Look, I was late for my fucking birth. First of all, second of all, you think I'm late. Other people think I'm late. I'm right on fucking time.
Which is strange because the amount of time between when you say or are supposed to be somewhere versus when you actually arrive, it always varies. So like on time does not mean 17 minutes late. It means a range, which is always very difficult to figure out. But I'm getting better at it by the week.
Okay, well, you can usually tell by how sad my text messages before I tell you I'm leaving the house are, how fast I'm going to leave the house after I've sent that text message. Like, if I already told you I was really sad, you got to assume that if I said I was leaving the house, then that means I'm leaving in like 20 minutes. But if I've been making jokes all morning, I'm leaving the house. I'm already in the car.
Yeah, I can usually gauge how late you're going to be by how much you text me that you're on your way.
I don't appreciate this.
Patreon.com/worstweekend.
I get nothing from the Patreon. I do this out of the goodness of my heart.
If you sign up giving $10 a month, that makes you an official sponsor, a Pizza the Hut level patron. So thank you for that. So yes, big shout out to Andrea Humphrey, Brianne, Hunter Biden, Idnex, AJ from Baltimore, Darren fucking Cavallero, Josh Troopin, Nandy Angelus, The Man in the West, Zap Actions Downer, and CIA Brainbugs. Now, Deanna, before we get into the episode, I have to do a plug. Oh my God, I have a plug. Folks, I have a show in Pittsburgh tomorrow, January 3rd. Jake Flores, friend of the pod. Jake, he's coming into town. We're doing a little show at Scarpaces in Mount Washington. If you're hearing this right now... Oh my God. Come to the show. Please, please fucking be there. I want to make sure I give Jake some money for, he's going to be on the road for a couple weeks. So, I want to make sure that I sell some tickets and put some money in his pocket. So, hit me up on Instagram or Twitter or whatever and, come to the show. Hell yeah.
If you're too lazy to come to the show, just sign up for the Patreon and maybe that'll be someone else that gets paid from the Patreon that isn't me.
Hell yeah.
Well, just kidding. I turned down the Patreon money.
Yeah. You can't keep saying like, oh, what if I got paid? Like, I want you to have the money. And you're like, I make like five times as much money as you a year. You don't have to give it to me.
Right. This is like when Donald Trump said he wasn't taking a salary for being the president. Like, I just am so, I'm so of the wealth that I don't need your petty peasant coin, your fungible tokens. Okay. I don't need your fungible tokens from the Patreon, but the Patreon, we do need your tokens. Please give us your fucking tokens.
But aren't tokens funge though? All right, yeah. Deanna, what do you say we get into part two of our 2022 year in review with all of our friends?
Let's fucking do it.
Hell yeah. Listeners, listen up. Oh, holy shit. Welcome back. We're all here still. Or again, you'll never know. Listeners, have we all been on this Zoom call for 8 days now?
If someone came up out of the ground right now and told me that it was like June of 1993, I'd fucking believe them. I'd be like, sounds true.
Zombies can't lie. Zombies can't lie.
I'd celebrate.
It is no longer Christmas Eve. Or, I mean, the day after, it's still Christmas Eve. That's when we're recording this.
How did
you
get so much eggnog on the coffee table?
Look, more comes out every time I pick up the glass. I don't know what's going on.
You know, if somebody came out of the ground or whatever right now and said it's June 1993, I'd say, great, I've got 8 years to stop 9/11.
So yeah, we're all still here. We're all back. It's Audrey. It's Dono. It's Kennedy. It's Deanna. It's me, Andrew Hillary. It's so good to be back with you listeners 2 weeks in a row. We are recapping 2022. Not the best year. Probably the worst year yet.
Least the worst year in like a couple hundred years, maybe.
Like a pretty long while.
Worst century yet. Now the day that this comes out, fun fact, this will be listening to in 2023. That's right. We are in the future right now.
Whoa.
I guess we're in the past.
I don't enjoy that.
Is this what Back to the Future was about? Or was it about the lady that wrote Twilight fucking her brother?
That's a callback, I think.
Wanting to fuck her brother, but not fucking her brother, and that's where the tension
allegedly comes from.
And instead, allegedly, her brother imprints on a baby.
The dog has managed to get tangled up in two different cords and is trying to drink Deanna's eggnog off the table.
Only that's because she drank your eggnog off the floor, because I don't know where the eggnog... What are you doing with this eggnog?
I'm just splashing around in it, honestly.
Splash dog. Splash
it. Stop swimming in it. You should get back to drinking it.
You should know better than to give me a drink that's not in a sippy cup.
Why are you wearing that crescent roll like a towel? What are you doing?
Look, I've got a passport. I'm very cultured. I don't know. Maybe you haven't been to all the places around the world I have, but in some places they do that. I've been to a Turkish bathhouse. I mean a Hungarian bathhouse, I think. Look.
Damn.
They do all kind of shit with croissants you're not even familiar with. I'm sorry, Deanna.
You know what? I can only imagine what you and a croissant and a jet ski and a clown could get into.
Look, what happens in Eastern Europe stays in Eastern Europe.
What about a woman who, instead of laying eggs, lays croissants?
I will buy a ring. I will sell my house that I don't even own to buy the most expensive ring.
I wish I could lay croissants. I really do.
It would affect our friendship, honestly. I don't think I can move past that. I don't think I could be like a chill, normal friend to you if that was something that I knew. If you ever do, tell me.
You'd be hanging out. You're just, you know, it's just a chill time. Everything's fine. And then you go, can you do the croissant thing? And it's just like, is this what it's going to be like every time we hang out now?
And the answer is yes. single time.
To be clear, if you're out there and you're listening, I would not do the croissant thing.
Okay.
That's good.
If Andrew asked me to do the croissant, I would do it in general. But
I
like,
crave validation.
But if Andrew asked me to do the croissant thing, I just... I that wouldn't be right.
Yeah, no. That's why I said, like, it's not that, like...
I think at that point you'd have to lovingly kill him.
Yeah. Yeah.
All the more reason for you to learn how to do the croissant thing. Now, we've got a lot more year to review.
Is this how yeast infections start?
It's how they end.
Yeah. Did you know
Hey, keep going without me for 1 second.
Okay. Whoa. Oh, shit. Whoa. Hey.
Kennedy has to go rescue a baby.
Pop up that stapler, kid. We've only got a few years until they let Jared out of prison.
Wowie, wowie.
Dead now.
Rip.
We gotta get this stapler out.
I'm dead now. I've died from it.
You know what? It would have been better. It would have been. The problem is that they weren't using a staple gun, and we all know that guns are the best thing for children in America.
I didn't know you were gonna tack on in America. I was about to correct you, but turns out once again you are correct.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at podcasting.
What year is it?
1993, June. It's June.
Nice.
Unseasonably cold June.
Look, global cooling, global chilling, you know.
Listen.
Okay, so I'm working at a Kroger. I'm like 17 years old. I don't know anything about the world.
Is it June 1993? You're 17? I have no idea how old you are.
I don't think Audrey was 17 in 1993.
Audrey is 700 years old.
That's right.
Take me to the Kroger. What's going on?
This fucking dude, it's like snowing. It's like middle of December. I'm like leaving work and he yells across the parking lot at me because he knew I was a lib. Yeah. He yells at me across the parking lot. How about that global warming, huh?
Was he wearing shorts?
He should have been. I can't imagine Joe from the Kroger in 19. It would have been like, in actuality, it would have been like 2008.
Okay.
The truth comes out.
Yeah.
So the skeleton version of Deanna that popped up from the ground, that was like, in this scenario, that was like 14 years before that.
Yes, exactly.
Or 8 years before. I can't do
that. We measure time in BS and AS before skeleton and after skeleton.
Is anybody watching that Ancient Apocalypse thing on Netflix?
No.
What the hell is that?
That shit came out last year. I don't want to talk about that. You see? Because it's 2023
like,
now.
It's like Plandemic, but for archaeology.
Oh, yeah. You were telling me about that. Oh, well, you were telling me about your favorite movie, Plandemic, and then you said it's kind of like that ancient architect show. All right. We're all here together again. Kennedy, welcome back. Did you save the baby or...
I did it personally.
More importantly, yeah. Kennedy, did you get my text?
Yes.
You know what? Don't answer that. We've got news to talk about. We are reviewing 2022, the year that is now officially over because it is. We are in January. It is, I think, the first. I think it is New Year's Day.
We are in 1, 2, 3.
Wait, maybe it's the second. Maybe it's the second. I don't know what day it is. Listener, you might. If you're not sure what day it is, check your phone. It has the date on it. Well, let's talk about 2022. A few more terrible things that happened in 2022. I want to pick back up with what is, to me, the biggest tragedy of the year 2022. And that is the fact that the McRib has been permanently canceled.
It's gone.
It's gone forever. It's not
allegedly.
Gone. Here's the thing. We already said zombies don't lie. Neither do clowns. Ronald McDonald cannot tell a lie. Ronald McDonald, I looked back on that jet ski, and the one getting the blowjob was Ronald McDonald.
Clowns don't lie, and I'm starting to feel you, boy.
If clowns don't lie, then you got to be able to find the jet ski videos, because if you find the right clown and you ask him, were you on a jet ski getting your dick sucked? He'll have to say yes.
And here's if you photographic evidence. Your dick
sucked, you have to tell me.
But also, if you ask the clown if the reason why McDonald's no longer carries the McRib is because he traded it away in exchange for getting his dick sucked on a jet ski, which sounds a lot like what happened to Ronald McDonald here, the clown will have to confess.
Rest in peace.
Ronald McDonald got his rib removed so he could get sucked off on the jet ski.
Actually, you know, the McRib went away because clowns are going extinct.
Oh, fuck.
You yeah. thought that was pig meat? No, that was clown meat.
Certified USDA clown, prime clown.
Clowns getting their extra ribs removed so they can get their dick sucked better and suck more dick. And then that became the McRib. And there was a surprising number of them. But not enough that they could have it year round, obviously. But since clowns are dying out and all clowns are going to be gone by like 2045, right around the same time the last redhead dies, it's over.
I almost
noticed
when you're driving on a country road, there's a lot less dead clowns stuck to your windshield than there was like 10 years ago.
I almost didn't put the McRib story on the notes, and I'm so glad I did.
Back in the 90s, you'd go on a road trip with your family. There'd be dead clowns just stuck in the wheel wells when you got back. Seven or eight of them sometimes to one tire.
Did you
Red
know
nose
that?
Is stuck in the wipers. You got to wedge them out.
Did you know that sometimes on a cold night, a clown will climb up into the engine of a car to stay warm?
Check your car for clowns.
Check your engine for clowns before you start your car.
If you're cold, they're cold. Okay,
let them in.
Wait, that's how a lot of straight guys get girlfriends during cuffing season. The girls are like, if they're cold, if I'm cold, they're cold. Gotta let them in.
I have so many hoodies, ladies. Are you listening? Never mind. Don't answer that, folks. Just take care of your clowns. Wait, I guess I
have your clown spayed or neutered.
Get your clown ribbed for extra pleasure.
Yes. D-ribbed.
Remember D-ribbed. To pull D-ribbed. The membrane off your clown ribs before you cook it too. That shit is weird, man. That shit's real bad. If you ever
it's
cook
true.
Clown ribs with that membrane still in the back, it's fucked up.
Is that like the foreskin of a clown rib?
Let's just say yes. Let's just say yes. I'm drunk. Let's okay. There was too much whiskey in my first oat nog, but you know what? It's a new year, new me. Let's move on. Speaking of clowns, I'm going to talk about the less fun kind of clown. The Supreme Court had quite a year in 2022.
Yes!
No, not yes.
The Supreme Court's a real circus.
Don starts cheering right before I say they overturned Roe v. Wade this year.
Boo.
Yes, boo. Boo, boo. You know, the thing that Democrats kept saying that we had to vote for them to make sure that they didn't do, they did it. So, woo.
Yesterday?
And that's nothing has happened. Nothing
They've
to
done
like counter
literally
that.
Nothing.
This
yeah.
is the one fucking thing you thought you could rely on libs for. And
no. Nothing. For OPSEC reasons, I will reveal no details, but I know of somebody in a pregnancy crisis right now, and I am like, what a country. What a fucking country.
What incredible.
If they need to come to a state nearby, say that has a city that has two hosts' podcasts on it, they
don't dox me. Don't give my real time location. What the fuck?
You're getting banned for Twitter.
My assassination coordinates.
Yes. If there's any way we can help Audrey, me and Deanna will give you our assassination coordinates. And
Tank.
I would love to be assassinated. I would trade an abortion for an assassination. If you're out there listening, I will get you an abortion if you will get me an assassination.
To be clear,
for
yourself, we want to
be
the ones assassinated,
else.
Right?
Yeah, please assassinate.
We don't want to assassinate the baby.
Yeah, wait. So yesterday, one of my coworkers texted me and texted our group chat, actually, and asked if we all wanted to wear, like, Christmas pajamas today, and nobody answered. So, Rick...
We no get, one?
Nobody. So,
That's That's so sad.
So I got to work today and she had on a shirt that said, okay, but I wore a little Christmassy something. So anyway,
sure.
I got there and she had on a shirt that said, have an abortion, save a life. And I was like, dude, what happened to Christmas pajamas? And she was like, what? This is Christmassy. Jesus was a baby. Oh, and this is why nobody answered the text message about the Christmas pajamas.
You know, they didn't have abortion back then, and that's why Jesus
except,
was safe.
Except they fucking did. Like, the history of abortion is, like, deep and long. And, like, people have been trying to not be pregnant after fucking for a long time. And we need to respect our elders who figured out how to stuff herbs in their pussy and make the baby not be anymore.
The ancient apocalypse could have been avoided, except the baby that would have grown into the preventer was aborted.
Yep.
By a comet. Yeah.
It's like I'm always
saying. What if Mozart was aborted, huh?
No, but honestly, that whole argument of like, what if Jesus was aborted is so dumb anyway, because it's like God controls this shit, right? Like, so like,
yeah, like, motherfucker, like,
wouldn't you just choose a baby he knows isn't going to get aborted?
Full stop. If your objection to somebody's political position is religious in nature, you have to accept that your God is either in control or he's fucking not.
Why did God invent abortion? Answer the question.
Because he created all things.
He created free will. You know what? Actually, wait. Speaking of babies, Hey, Mom. I know you're alive and listening. I want to know what part of living did you think was so great that you were like, I'm going to lay an egg out this pussy and make it live too?
Yeah.
I want to know, Mom. Yeah. I'm asking. Not for a friend, for fucking me. Okay.
Can I say, getting drunk with your friends and making a podcast? That's the part of it that's like,
but she never,
it worth it.
She never did that.
And I'm drinking three non-alcoholic seltzers and getting burp drunk.
Molotov mocktails. The burps are the bomb. Just kidding.
So anyways, that was our reporting on Roe v. Wade being overturned. Let's move on.
To be clear,
we are really bad at stuff. Holy shit.
The report was the abortionist tale as old as time. People need abortion access. Also, Mom, why did you have me? That's it.
Our next story, I feel like you guys are going to like this. So I have these written down. I did the notes sober. I just want you to know the next story that I have written down is the midterm elections, which is also, I have already written that down. We talked about
it. Yeah, that's,
I wrote it down
in the
twice.
Last episode. I talked about how the Garu can defeat the kindred quite easily.
I was sober when I did these notes, and there are 14 things, and one of them is a repeat. I'm a fucking idiot.
You
bonus months.
So our next,
we gotta make up for some lost time here because we keep talking about like Joe Biden's dick and not wanting to be alive.
I'm having a great time.
I'm having a blast.
And you know, 2022 like leftist shit.
What's this the is, next month?
This is the future liberals.
If Karl Marx
want.
Were alive today, he'd be talking about Joe Biden.
Hey, you know what? Read theory.
Seize the means.
Read theory, okay? Read theory.
You know what? I'm going to call an audible. I'm going to talk about the 2022 sports story of the year.
I have no idea what you could possibly be talking about.
Here's the thing. It was a very late entry. This happened the next to last week of December. This happened when we were recording like four days ago. There was a Kansas City Chiefs, that's the Kansas City football team. There was a super fan who went in a werewolf costume to all of the Kansas City Chiefs games. He had some fucking name like Duh Fan or some shit. I don't even fucking know. But he was like, he had been going for years and years wearing this werewolf costume with like a Chiefs jersey over top of it, to the point that like he was like kind of like they showed him on TV every week.
I didn't know Stephanie Myers was writing for the NFL.
That's what I'm saying. So there was this super fan. He went to the games every week for like 10, 15 years or whatever. And then last week he wasn't at the game and people noticed. And then it turns out that the Kansas,
he turned back into a man.
He
finally, he broke the curse.
Good for him.
It only took 10 years.
Unfortunately, it is not.
Don't tell
that.
Me he He's got shot.
On his way to the game on Sunday, he stopped to rob a bank.
What? Yes! Yes!
In his werewolf costume.
Yes! Was he in the werewolf
costume? Yes! Hero! Hero!
No, not a hero. He got caught immediately. Everybody knows who he is.
Still a hero. Hero. Still a hero. Hero. Still a hero.
Did nothing
Still
wrong. Hero. Let him go.
Let him go!
Moxie, though, of like, I'm going to throw on the outfit because I'm going to the game. I got to do my thing. But on the way, I'm going to run a quick errand. I'm gonna rob.
Rob a bank in an outfit that I am famously on TV wearing multiple times.
There's no time to change. We're on a tight schedule today.
I will say he didn't have the jersey on, just the wolf costume.
He was like, they won't know me without my number.
I could just be any old wolf.
God. It doesn't say Wolfman on the back, so.
God, that's my shit. That's my shit. I love that.
Okay. Dozens of Wolfmen use this bank.
But also, I feel like one of these times when, like, my stories of what has happened that has caused me to be late are rarely untrue, but are wilder and wilder by the day. And, like, one of these times I'm just going to show up and be like, sorry, I stopped off to rob a bank on the way. I would have loved to be here sooner, but hey.
Do you want $11,000?
Yes.
I would like to invest in your business.
17 minutes isn't so long, you know?
You got to get in and out, you know?
Right, right.
You don't want to stand off.
I feel like that costume had to be cumbersome in a robbery. Is that why he got caught? You're not real agile in a full wolf suit?
Yeah.
Look, I barely am sure that this story isn't made up.
Everything. This is all a simulation.
I saw it and I was like, there's no way that's true. But then I saw like news stories. Like I Googled it and there were like news, like actual news stations, sources, whatever. News websites talking about it. So I'm like, oh, okay, maybe this is real.
Wolf and fan robs bank.
I think it's real. I hope it's, you know what? Nobody gives a fuck. It's real. Okay?
It doesn't matter.
I'm gonna rob a bank with a t-shirt with my at on it so that people follow me.
Look at the exposure. I'm gonna rob a bank. I'm not gonna ask for any money. I'm just gonna have my at on my shirt. I'm doing it for the exposure. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna rob a bank in a crew neck and tell them that and wonder why my Zelensky costume wasn't sufficient to get them to just hand me money.
Right. Let's talk about 2022 was the year of the crash and burn. First of all,
don't talk about my personal life. This is not about my personal life.
It's kind of about your personal life, but not this instance. The biggest crash of the year, I think it has to be crypto. Crypto fucking ate a bag of dicks in 2022.
Tanked.
And it but like Biden sized dicks or like what size dicks?
Hunter or Joe?
Jill.
Okay.
She's packing.
Jill's packing. Not Hunter's mom. There's no confirmation that she has a big dick. Crypto. This was a bad year for crypto.
She's packing though.
It was
truly.
And this was the same year, like the Super Bowl was in February of this year.
What?
And like that was the Super Bowl that had all the crypto commercials with like Larry David and
my God.
That was only in February of 2022. Matt Damon doing the fortune favors the bold.
Buy crypto, pussy. It was the whole fucking pitch.
And like
now some of them are having to settle lawsuits about
Yeah.
even which is pretty good. Tight.
That shit.
I mean,
it changed it to the best year yet, because that is a nice thing. I don't have to. I'm not seeing the fucking monkey pictures constantly. And that's a huge upgrade. That's a nice trend right there.
Here's okay, the I'm going to try to find a Bored Ape on Twitter in like during this segment. And if I can't do it, I win a prize.
Okay.
What if you find a very busy ape?
The prize is you get to meet JF Kennedy.
Patreon.com/worstweekend. You can meet JF Kennedy.
You can meet Robert Pinatas for a low.
Now that is a riff to a bit we did 2 weeks ago before we started recording, and I love it. I love it.
Oh, we weren't recording. Nobody knows about Robert Pinatas.
So sorry, listeners. You'll have to figure that one out on
You'll
your own.
You'll have to join in our Real super secret, our super secret $750 a month level.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to probably not edit this till like 2 weeks from now. I bet you I won't remember what the fuck we were talking about.
It's going to be like No Good Grandma all over again. Robert Pinatas went back to the future and fucked No Good Grandma. That's the story.
Yeah.
I'm scheduling a tweet for 2 weeks from now. It just says Robert Pinatas ?
Okay, but can you like schedule it to tag me?
I want to be in it.
We all want to be in the tweet, Ken.
Hold on. How many people can be in a co-tweet? Hold on.
5-person co-tweet.
They should let you.
A polycule co-tweet.
Yeah. Tweeting by committee.
Let me think here. Oh, wait, no, I don't have to think. I have to podcast. So, yeah. I don't know.
Tell me about these apes.
Okay, but tell me about the apes, baby.
You shouldn't have put your money, like, Crypt is in the name. It was, like, already dead.
Yeah, Bitcoin. Oh, shit. Bitcoin lost, like, 75% of its value. Almost all of them fucking tanked real hard. Bitcoin's still, like, kind of okay, but, like, I don't even fucking know. Like Terra Luna went to zero. The FTX guy, he lost like $12 billion overnight or some shit.
He is out of jail on a $250 million bond.
Woo! Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, I got that later on. I got that if I need it, you know.
Bank man.
That's not like spending money. That's like, oh, something came up. I got
the wolf man. That's why the wolf man was all in that bank. He was trying to help him out so he could get his crypto cash back.
Wolfman Freed.
The only thing that could beat him is a vampire. Nicolas Cage.
I literally clicked on the link to try to buy a Bored Ape because I figured I could get one for like $11 right now. And I cannot for the life of me figure out how to own this commodity, which says so everything you need to know about the whole fucking thing a scam.
Wait, the Bored Apes and crypto, I mean, they're two sides of the same, no pun intended, coin.
They're two funges of the same token.
Yeah, they're definitely...
You can't funge the token twice.
You can't funge the token on both sides. You can funge one side of the token as much as you want.
You can tune a piano, but you can't funge a token on both sides.
We're still in the season of a little guy who believed that all tokens could be funged.
Who?
Except for one, the token to heaven.
That's
can't
right.
Funge that. Can't funge it.
No, that's the fungiest token.
I've got two funges to heaven. All right, let's move on.
I'm gonna funge on my deathbed. Next question.
Next.
But are you gonna die? But are you gonna die on your funge bed? A funge bath.
Our next story, one of the biggest stories of 2022, I have to say, is Kanye West's fall from grace. Holy fuck. There is only one person that had a worse year than Kanye West, and we will be talking about him. Don't worry. But Kanye West had a fucking gnarly year, dude.
Let me tell you when I realized this story was like a really big story, too, because I have been a Kanye West listener for a long time.
Are you about to like hipster? Fan, are you about to hipster? But, tell us the about how you knew about Kanye.
I'm just saying
since
graduation.
To me, like, I keep up with a certain amount of music news and stuff like that. And so, like, hearing all this crazy Kanye shit, I was like, I wonder how wide this is really going, or if I'm just hearing this because of, like, the kinds of things that I subscribe to news-wise, basically.
Okay, yeah. But like, then
how I knew it was,
how I knew it was a huge story is when,
like,
my grandma...
Like, is Andrew seeing videos of women laying eggs because that's his fetish, or because everyone's really into that now?
Well, I really knew this was a big story because my grandma was like, who's Kanye West, basically? Because we talk about politics sometimes. And I was like, how do I even explain this? And I was like, you know, trying to explain, because, like, all she really knows is, like, the most recent story. So I was, like, trying to explain how, like, he kind of used to be sort of a different guy. At least that was the perception that we had.
Before anybody wanted K West beats, me and my girl split the buffet at KFC's.
Was that claymation video from Kanye West this year?
Yeah.
Did that happen this year? That shit was fucking, So he started off the year, he and Kim Kardashian got divorced, or their divorce got finalized, and she's dating Pete Davidson. So he starts, like, losing his mind, trying to threaten Pete Davidson, like, just doing weird, uncomfortable shit. And then he, like, kind of, like, we didn't hear much from him for a while. And then he started hanging out with a bunch of fucking, like, right-wing white nationalist people being real.
Wait,
you missed the part. In the middle, the school.
The school.
I forgot about Donda Academy.
Yeah,
God damn it.
Fuck?
Oh, shit.
Okay, well,
right
first
in the
of
middle
all
of it, Kanye West says, I'm founding a school where we teach Christ and parkour, and you have to sign an NDA for your kid to go here.
The first rule of Donda Academy is never forget Donda Academy. Okay, that's so many jokes at one time. I don't even know what it... I confused myself. Anyways, yeah. He opened up the Parkour for Jesus school. In case the baby Jesus swallows a stapler, you need to be able to kick it out of him.
And after that, Ye was like...
Throw back to things we discussed off the air.
Wait, what? No, the baby Jesus abortion situation.
The stapler part was off the air.
Look, on the air, off the air, the lines get real blurry at this point in the podcast. We're an hour and a half in. I'm a little drunk. Nobody knows.
Yeah, what? Like, I
nobody can tell.
That time isn't going to make sense to the person listening to this because it's getting split in half. Anyways, let's move on.
I haven't gotten 30% louder over the course of this episode.
Yeah, we're just screaming. We're in my living room. I'm fucking screaming.
It's 2025.
It's 1993.
It's every time, everyone, all at once. So then Ye announced his run for president, started hanging out with Nick Fuentes, went on Alex Jones, then went on fucking, like, every other Chud podcast. I did like he walked off a Tim Pool show, which that one was kind of funny.
That was kind of funny.
Wasn't for a good reason.
I have to say that in general, like, a lot of these appearances, very few of these people were comfortable with Kanye. It was very funny. It's like, it's great because it's like, this is what you've sown, you know, like Alex Jones, this is like the shit that you've created. Like, you created in many, like, you were like, Alex Jones was like a huge, creator of the cultural movements that led to this bullshit that we have going on today. And to watch him have to deal with Kanye West and just be, like, unable to even know what to say. And, like, at one point, like, Alex Jones, like, I haven't watched the whole thing, but I've watched some bits and pieces. I've watched this one part.
Can you give me a link? Because I can't find it.
Alex Jones, like, is, like, somberly talking about, like, his grandpa serving in World War II.
Yes.
And is, like, not really on board with what Kanye's saying. And they're just like not even really talking to each other at that point. It's just like really
and that's when Kanye pulled out the Yoo-hoo.
He pulled it out so much earlier than that. I can't
Kanye's
send you
been
the
pulling
link.
Out the Yoo-hoo on us.
I appreciate
that. We talked about some brands taking hits this year. Yoo-hoo. What a hit for Yoo-hoo. When is the last time Yoo-hoo had a win also?
Right.
It's been at least a decade or more, maybe two. And now right. Here they are.
Kanye was like, if we're taking down Yeezy, we're going through the alphabet. Yoo-hoo, you're next.
Yeah. So I don't know. Kanye West, folks. Can I take it
to the mental health level just for a second? I may be the only person on this call. I don't know y'all's mental health background, but I've had an extended manic episode. Hey, what's up, Deanna? How's it going?
Hi, welcome to my beautiful home.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It sucks. Like when you're deep in the shit, you're just saying stuff and like believing shit because it came into your sphere of influence and you're just like, okay, fine, I'll assimilate this. I'll bring this into my worldview. And I sincerely hope that Kanye West can get the help that he deserves and accept that he has a terrible mental illness that needs to be medicated heavily.
I think there's something to be said about like the dangers of, you know, struggling with obviously like apparently serious mental issues. Like,
yeah.
While also being extremely fucking rich. Like, I think that rich people, Kanye needs to be in a fucking conservatorship. Like, he needs to get that Britney Spears
100%. He needs to get that Britney Spears shit.
In fact, Britney Spears needs to be his conservator.
I think she's the most qualified for the job.
She should be his running mate.
Damn it. Now
West Spears
me.
2024.
Lock her up and then the free Britney people will come back. Yeah.
Has he fully disappeared the past few weeks? Because like the Alex Jones shit was the last thing that I remember. Did somebody like get a handle on him?
He was on Gavin McGinnis's Proud Boys.
Yep. He did exactly Jesus. What Brian said he would do on our show, which is go to lower and lower tiers of shit to just try to keep it going. And it's just not going to fucking work.
It's so wild to think about. Like how low rent some of these fucking shows Kanye is going on.
Next, Kanye is going to be trying to come on here, and we're.
Like, I'm going to be honest with you. If Kanye reaches out, like, I'm going to let him on the show.
I'm going to yell at him though, because you know how I yell at people.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him to walk out quicker than Tim Pool did, but we are absolutely letting him come on.
Yeah. Kanye, come over. Let's talk.
Ye is like. He used like just a few years ago. He basically would have commanded like the best interviews anywhere that he wanted.
Houseway.
Like, he could have like had like any appearance anywhere, basically. And, you know, picked and choose. And now he's going to be going on YouTube shows that get like 2,000 views. And this is Kanye West.
Go on Red Scare.
I mean, plausible, honestly. I feel like he's in the right pipeline to get there.
It's not out of the question. It's not out of the question. Kanye, go on Shoe on Heads.
Show?
For a long time, Andrew mentioned, being mentally ill, extremely mentally ill, and also like being extremely wealthy. But there is another whole dimension to that. And for a very long time, as Kanye's behavior became increasingly erratic before it turned into, you know, like clear anti-Semitism and other extremely problematic beliefs. But when he was just like being erratic Kanye, I really tried to hold a lot of space for the fact that I cannot imagine what his lived experience could possibly be. Like growing up in the environment that he grew up in to like end up in, you know, way into fame, way so into Kardashian level money, like far up into this other whole existence. And like at one point he did talk about like racism and things that he experienced inside of
Sierra
all that.
Leon.
Yeah, right. Like I held space for so long as his behavior became like troublesome because I was
I feel betrayed.
Yeah. But I don't, I mean, that's not for me to feel betrayed about, but like I held space for so long and I just feel so sad that there wasn't an any kind of intervention that came along before that of anybody trying to pull Kanye back from the ledge. And like, I think a lot of shit is funny, but like something about this, like,
It's bleak as hell.
Well, dark.
I'll tell you what. Let's move on to a man who had, I would say, maybe an even worse year for publicity.
Jared Fogle.
Move on to a little guy who also had some controversial ideas.
I do believe.
This man, I would say it's arguable he might have had a worse year for publicity than Kanye West did. Although in his case, it is, I would say, not just acceptable, but I think encouraged and easy to laugh at him for it. Of course, I'm talking about 2022's worst man of the year, Elon Musk.
Yes.
Nobody shit the bed harder than Elon Musk in the year 2022. This is the only person that has ever wanted to be the main character on Twitter and got his wish and still day after day has not learned the lesson.
Can we open on the poll? Kind of the most recent Elon Musk thing is that he what time did he post it? Does anyone have the timestamp on what time of day he posted it? Because that means a lot to me.
I think it was like towards the night, but also he's West Coast. I do not know. No.
Sure. So he's like, you know, maybe he's had a brandy and he's sitting there and he's like, what if I just put it on?
A brandy and 7 to 9.
caffeine-free Diet Cokes.
He puts, instead of using ice cubes, he puts emeralds in the freezer and then plops them in his glass.
And then he goes, do they really like me? Let's find out if they really like me.
Oh,
he makes a poll. Do you think I should step down as head of Twitter? And when I voted in that poll, I took it as like a solemn responsibility.
Look, I registered.
No, Elon. No, I don't think you should be head of Twitter.
You know, that was the most serious vote of my lifetime.
Yeah, this is the real midterm election.
I made a Twitter account for my dead mom and voted in her name. Is that bad?
I think it's voter fraud.
Twitter poll fraud.
I made an account and then put the location in another state. So
again, this is another thing though that is like, wow, something nice actually happens. It feels good for somebody like that who could buy fucking anything in the world, who could be spending their time doing anything you could possibly think of doing that would be nice, instead is just, and you know, is truly fucking deep down just miserable.
Yeah.
And feels like shit and knows everybody hates him and is like desperately trying to like win back the people's affection somehow because he buys into his whole fucking bullshit stick.
Elon Musk is very satisfying.
Absolutely.
The amount of like 8-year-old drill tweets that so perfectly apply to Elon Musk is mind blowing, dude.
How about the Zach Fox tweet? As long as we're talking about crushing tweets, where Zach Fox is like, "Hey, y'all got to get off the Kanye train before it arrives at the Hitler was pretty cool station."
That's from like 2019 or something.
2018.
2018. Wow.
God damn.
How did he know? How did he know?
Incredible.
There's only one way you. There's only one destination when you're spiraling towards the bottom.
Okay, I want to ask everybody here this. How much money do y'all think Elon Musk loses every time he tweets? How expensive
have we averaged it for Elon to tweet?
Most of his money is Tesla stock, and that has like gone down by like 3/4 in just the last year, in 2022. So like,
and a lot just in the last few days and weeks.
Yeah,
it has fallen like 8% a day for a couple of days, which is like atrocious.
We love to see it.
But here's what I'm positing, right? If Elon had bought Twitter and then simply said nothing publicly, just kept his mouth completely shut and just run the company silently, even made a lot of the same bad decisions or whatever, but just done it all silently.
Or just like post Rick and Morty memes. We know that's all you want to do.
That's fine.
Just post every once in a while a dumb meme that's like, how much wood could a woodchuck chuck?
If that woodchuck was Pickle Rick.
If that woodchuck was the woke mind virus.
Yeah. Just post one of the... No, don't even... Actually, no. Don't. That's the whole problem. You got to stop doing that shit. So, yeah. just post, like, once a month, like, hey, look at this new Tesla product. And don't post anything else. Okay?
Look at this new Tesla car. I'm going to try to throw rocks through the window. Oops.
If he did that, if he bought Twitter and then just shut his fucking mouth, I guarantee Twitter would be worth more and his personal net worth would be higher right
100%.
Now.
Wow, Kennedy, revolutionary. The solution to a problem is just a man shutting the fuck up. Incredible. I think Karl Marx wrote about that.
As the only cis man on this podcast, I will say that is the one thing we are least likely to be able to do, though.
And look around.
Shutting the fuck up is my kryptonite, okay?
So, with this in mind,
shutting the fuck up is my cryptocurrency.
That if Elon Musk had shut the fuck up, he'd probably still be the world's richest man. And et cetera, et cetera. How much money do you think he's losing per tweet?
I would have to be somewhat good at math, but I'm going to say $50 million.
I think that's honestly realistic.
Because he tweets so goddamn
right
much. They're all so goddamn bad. We could average that against the stock price.
Right.
We need to know so many variables to figure out the answer. I'm going to say $50 million, and you know what? Uh-huh. That's more money than I'll ever know in my life by 10.
Right. Like
by a factor of 10. So who cares?
I have a really hard time conceptualizing how much money it could even possibly be, because it's like so far away from, I just literally can't even wrap my mind around it. Like earlier today, I was thinking about how one of the Real Housewives gets paid $250,000 to like be one of the Real Housewives. And I'm like, wait, someone pays you $250,000 to be rich, but like you're already rich. I don't understand.
That's how it works.
And
that's like 10 years of my salary.
Yeah,
it's fucking miserable. But again, that's the one
years of my salary. Anyways,
that's the one fucking bit of solace I can take, is that you can have literally just unfathomable amounts of money like that and be just fucking miserable.
Yeah,
every
man in the world
fucking
is so,
day.
So sad.
Right. And it rules.
We all have like weird, messy, funky lives with their own problems, and we're all literally like fathoms leagues happier than
yes.
Right.
Yeah.
It rules. Every morning and think about killing myself, and I'm still having a better time than Elon Musk, and I fucking goddamn know it. I know it, because here I am laughing.
Deanna's not carrying a fucking sink anywhere. You're doing fucking miles better.
Would y'all like to know who the world's richest man is right now?
I yes.
Andrew Hillary in his heart, because he's here with us.
I'm a little drunk, but I do feel like that right now. I'm gonna be honest.
Hell yeah!
Oh my god! And this is why you'll never have any fucking money. Oh my god!
This is what Christmas is all about.
Christmas French is canceled.
French billionaire Bernard Arnault.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Bernard Arnault. Come on the pod.
Arnault. Yeah, come on the pod. He won't, because he'll shut the fuck up and keep the billions, is the thing about him.
The man has literally never done or invented or made or sold anything.
No.
He just never, he's mute. That's how he made
that. He's an investor. That's how he made billions of dollars.
The richest man in the world is a mime. No, I like Deanna's better. I'm sorry.
The richest man in the world is a meme.
All right,
owns a conglomerate made of 75 different brands, mostly drinks, high-end fashion, and cosmetics. Richest man in the world.
Is that the guy that owns the like like Louis Vuitton, Sephora.
Louis Vuitton, yeah, Golgari, yeah, yeah. Bulgari. I said Golgari, which is a Magic the Gathering thing. Dior, Fendi, Givenchy, and yeah. Louis Vuitton. Yeah.
And Subway yeah. restaurants.
And the entire Champagne region of France.
And the yeah. mid shaft of Joe Biden's dick.
That's the best part.
Not even half.
Prime real estate.
Not even half the whole shaft.
Just the mid shaft.
Our final news story, 2022. Wow. What a year. What a year. Our final story that we must talk about, 2022, was the year that for the last time, the Queen died.
Yeah.
This was my favorite time the Queen died.
I'm just now hearing about this.
Oh no, Kennedy. Kennedy, wait, pretend that I didn't just say what I just said. Are you sitting down?
Are you sitting down for this? Pretend that I'm not sitting down. No, hold on.
Why don't you have a seat?
Why don't you have a croissant?
Should I sit down for this? Is this that serious?
I hate to tell you this, Kennedy. I hate to be the bearer of bad news. But as the host of this podcast, it is literally my job. Queen Elizabeth Windsor, super fucking dead. She's cool.
You know what?
She's in hell.
Big time corpse these days.
I don't believe in hell, but I believe that Margaret Thatcher and Queen Elizabeth and Hitler and a few people are there. Anyway.
They're way down yonder in the Chattahoochee, as Alan Jackson would say.
Where it gets hotter than a hoochie coochie.
Yes.
Yeah, that's exactly fucking right.
Unfortunately, I know what song you're talking about.
I know you do, but you know what? I just want to say, when Alan Jackson propositioned that girl and she said no, he happily settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. And I just shout out to Alan Jackson for trying to talk about consent before the woke mind virus got us.
Not all men.
Not all men.
Not all men.
Not in this Chattahoochee.
Yeah, so the Queen of England died. Some other notable deaths. Madeleine Albright also died in 2022. So that's
rest
good.
In peace.
Also, 2022 is the year that somebody made a gun at home, like a school
project, dude,
and assassinated Shinzo Abe.
A highlight. Yeah. And it fucking worked.
Hey, guys.
It was a massive success.
How many abortions do you think got traded for that assassination?
The perfect amount. I don't know what the exchange rate is exactly, but God nailed it on that one.
Wait, speaking of God nailing it,
how that one, I think it was like a French or Italian news source or whatever, put a picture of Hideo Kojima
as the
killer.
We love to see it. So yeah, that was
Otacon. I made a homemade gun and I'm gonna kill Shinzo Abe.
The next Metal Gear game is in real life.
They just posted like a manga panel. They were like, what? This is not the plot? This isn't what happened?
This isn't exactly what happened.
If you see a box in your hallway, just remember there might be a guy hiding under it who's ready to kill you. Okay, so that was 2022. Well, like I said, worst year yet. It's 2023. We're still very early on. Who knows? It could be the next worst year yet. But hey, while I've got Jins here, why don't we just go ahead and predict how we think this year's going to go. I want to go around and make a couple predictions for 2023. Get your bingo cards ready, or I guess make them after we do this, because there's 362 days of this year left after today.
Oof.
Yeah, it's going to be a long one. So I've written down a few of them. So I'm going to just go ahead and start. Yins can just, we can just go around. So my first prediction for 2023 is Joe Biden will be impeached 4 times this year.
Probably true. Because it wasn't a legitimate election. None of them. You can't have a legitimate election where a Democrat wins.
Oh, yeah.
So. True.
No, I mean, there's Hunter Biden. There's Hunter Biden's laptop. There's Hunter Biden's dick pics on Hunter Biden's laptop.
There's Hillary Clinton's emails.
Joe Biden knows Hillary Clinton. Impeach.
Here's the thing is the Democrats need to just stop being digital. Like Mitt Romney, he has a binder full of women. That's traditional values.
Analog.
Yes.
Analog women.
The cover is bound in human skin.
It's traditional values.
Man
and his bride and his binder. And you know what?
Oh, yeah, Mitt Romney, you've got a binder full of women. I've got a Necronomicon full of women. Excuse me.
Oh,
yeah. See,
that sounds worse, actually.
See, you know what? Binders full of women, fine. Google Drive full of dick pics, trouble.
I think Joe Biden is gonna smoke crack on camera. To try to get Hunter out of trouble.
I think
He's going to move to socially normalized crack smoking. However, he will take...
If you can't beat him, join him.
He will still take zero steps to legalize it in any way.
I think that Nancy Pelosi's teeth are going to file for a conservatorship over Joe Biden.
I got another Biden one, and maybe this has happened already, but this is my strongest prediction. Joe Biden says the word hentai. I don't know the context yet. Maybe Kennedy's is what leads into it, but I'm putting my money on this. I have a gut feeling.
He just mumbles it on accident. Like he doesn't even know he said it. He just heard it's more. You know what, Joe Biden? I feel like Joe Biden is the victim of elder abuse.
Listen,
yes. I legitimately believe this. Yes.
He fell off a fucking bike in the middle of the year. I forgot about that news item.
Shit was hilarious.
Bernie Sanders was an old man that wanted to be president, but instead, we just made another old man the president and then have Weekend at Bernie's Tim through this presidency.
Yep. You want to hear my Joe Biden impression?
No.
Sure.
You're going to do it. So go ahead. It's your
show. You're going to say Jack at some point.
Listen, hen, Ty. You got any Biden predictions or any predictions? I've got like five, so everybody else.
There's okay. a whole All right. cox in the hentai house.
Here's my big prediction for 2023. And now this is, I've been saying shit for years. There will be a tremendous, fucking unimaginable economic collapse. Like, this is, it's so tenuous. billions of dollars in ape pictures? Are you fucking serious? No one will have money. That's what's going to happen in 2023. No one will have any money. And then we'll have to fight each other in the street for scraps. It's going to be great.
Wait, Audrey, I'm not like an economist, but believe it or not, but are you trying to tell me that playing Jenga with a house of cards isn't...
Pretty raw. Fucking raw.
What could possibly go wrong?
You could get so many paper cuts, like, real so fast. And then, like, God forbid you want to fix yourself a drink, and then there's lemons.
Oh, no.
I have to
say... I got a positive prediction.
No.
Well, I've got some more negative ones. Wait. We'll get to yours, I promise.
I like that Audrey is using Price is Right rules on predicting economic collapse. Like, she's like, I've been saying this for years. Like, every year she's like, this year's the year of the economic collapse.
$1,
see,
Bob.
See, I'm the closest without going over. Like, if she had said that on December 31st, if she had said that then... Too soon.
I have another prediction, and I'm 100% on the first part, not certain on the second. I am 100% certain Kanye West will have a suicide attempt this year. I'm not sure if it will be a success or not, but I feel like Kanye is going to at least try to kill himself.
You kind of...
It doesn't feel good saying that, but here's the thing.
No, yeah.
I want to be able to say, I told you so.
Why would you want that?
He doesn't want that. It's just what's going to happen.
Are you so emotionally destitute that you're like, yes, someone else possibly failing their suicide is the gotcha that you're Are you kidding me?
Look, I sat down to think about what is probably going to happen in the next 363 days, and that was near the top of the list.
And your feedback, your feedback to yourself on that was, it doesn't feel good saying it, but I wanted to be able to say I told you so.
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever been right before? Of course you have. Have you ever been sensitive? Which one felt better?
The problem is that I'm often both at once, which is probably why I'll also have an unsuccessful or possibly successful suicide attempt.
Oh, no.
Just kidding. Andrew won't let
me. Here's hoping for you to fail. Deanna, do you have any more predictions?
No fucking fun. What?
Do you have any more predictions?
Was that your prediction? No fucking fun?
Yeah, that's...
that's probably right.
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
Yeah. You know what? I think we're all going to see more angel numbers. I think we're going to be...
yeah.
We're going to be manifesting. Okay? We're going to be manifesting.
I got another one. You ready for another one? I've been saying this for years. Famine! There will be widespread famine. There will be no food to eat.
Oh my God. Audrey's predictions are weak ass.
I think
Audrey's a ray of sunshine.
I think
I came up with this one while hearing Andrew's last prediction. Okay. I believe that Kanye West will be named in an impeachment trial or a trial against Donald Trump, one of the two. I believe that that will happen.
I need to see Kanye on the stand. Holy shit.
Put money on that.
I got a big Trump one.
Ooh, okay.
I have a gut feeling. I'm basing this on vibes. I think Trump isn't going to make it through 2023. I think he's going to die.
I got a strong feeling. Hey, whoever's listening, Donovan doesn't know anything. They're just saying stuff, okay?
They're just saying shit.
They're just saying stuff.
Not from anything like organized.
Stop talking.
Donovan, why are you writing Trump's name on all these bullets?
Listen. We have so many genders, and men aren't the only ones who should just sometimes stop talking.
And so I'm a bingo card.
all genders shut up. That great, perfect.
You sunk my battleship.
War will break out everywhere.
my
guns in the streets.
my Donald Trump prediction was just that he'd come up with a better nickname than De Sanctimonious.
I hope so.
He's got to have it. Look.
That's dog shit.
But think about how funny he used to be. This could be a sign that he's near in death. You could
that's
be onto
what
something.
I'm saying.
Like, everyone knows you get less funny like right before you die.
But then you get real funny again
for like five more minutes right before you go.
Dude, hardest I've ever crushed was on my deathbed.
So when Trump just tweets out one final banger, that's how we'll know.
That's it.
You know what? Queen Elizabeth died on my birthday this year.
If Donald Trump,
she got a cold shot.
Tweets I'm out and then dies. Honestly, fucking legend, dude.
It doesn't feel good to say it, but I want to be able to say I told you so.
Why does your me impression sound like Donald Trump? Okay,
because I've heard you do a Donald Trump badly so many times that it just, there it is.
Have you ever heard me do anything goodly? You don't have to. Anyways, does anybody else have, Donovan, you said you had the good one, or was that the good one?
That was my good one. My other prediction is that I have to take a big piss.
I have one more prediction, and we can end on this, I think, unless anybody else has one.
Drought!
Let me squeeze one in.
Squeeze one in.
Wrath!
I have a prediction, which is that I think there's going to be another Nord Stream type situation where there's an act of mysterious terrorism in Europe. And then everyone goes, I don't know, maybe it was Russia or Ukraine or something. There's this war going on. It's probably something to do with that. And
damn,
and
this shit's crazy.
Walks away. I think that there's going to be, I think there's going to be an escalation of that kind of behavior, because whichever nation pulled that stunt off got away with it.
They fucking did. Damn. I didn't even think about that.
Where are the meddling kids when you need them? Jared, Jared, where are the fucking kids, man?
All right. I have one final prediction for 2023, a whole year ahead of us. My prediction for 2023 is at some point this year, the price of Bitcoin will fall to $6,900.
Yes.
And Elon Musk will try to make a 69 joke on Twitter and it will bomb.
I love it. It fucking tanks it even more.
I love it.
Doesn't feel good to say it. But he wants to be able to say he told you so. You know,
I need to be okay.
You know what? Here's the thing. My prediction for 2023 is, I can't say what. It's probably going to be a cop's gun, but it's somewhere at some point something's going to pop off.
Oh, wow.
Well, fuck. Happy New Year, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. Patreon.com/wastweekend.
Yeah.
Hey, before we get out of here, why don't you just go around and go ahead and do your plugs?
Also, if you have a final grievance for 2022 that you need to air, let air it.
God damn it.
Fuck you, Andrew. This is my house.
But empanadas are too expensive at the gas station. Folks, I need you to do yourself a favor. I need you to go to rftb.me and listen to the delightful relationship advice podcast that I do with my very good friend Donovan here. We do heartfelt, lovely, just cuddly advice. And we, you know, tell you to love yourself and to communicate with your partner. And then we get on the Patreon and we make fun of people on Reddit.
It's a really good fucking show, folks. Check out RFTB Radio. Please
do.
Donovan, we got Audrey, guests. They host the shit out of that show.
I went on there one time.
I've been on there.
It was good.
I've been on there twice. It was quite good. Maybe three times.
Oh.
And we're scheduling Deanna soon.
Oh, okay.
Good.
Perfect.
Yeah. Great. Kennedy, how about you? Where would you like folks to find you?
Well, this is confusing now because I had this plan for a plug that is time sensitive and this is getting split.
The first one will be out the day after Christmas. I don't know if that helps.
There you go.
Go wish me a happy birthday. Aww. It's almost my birthday when this comes out. Yay! My birthday is January 6th.
Happy birthday to seditionists.
Did you know that the J in John F. Kennedy was for Jesus? Jesus F. Kennedy.
And the F was for January 6th.
Yeah, the F was for never forget.
Kennedy T. Cooper. That's your full name.
My birthday has been ruined for a few years. So go wish me a happy birthday on Twitter.
Hell yeah.
Because I deserve something better than seditionous wearing fur togas,
shaped costumes.
Like America or whatever.
Hell yeah. So that's at Kennedy T. Cooper. You can find Radio Free Topag at RFTB Pod. Deanna, how about you, buddy?
You can find me on Twitter at DDDDeanna. That's 4 D's, E-A-N-N-A, where I tweet weird stuff. And you know what? My final grievance is that I've actually never been to a gas station that even fucking had empanadas for me to complain about the price of. So check your privilege, Audrey, okay?
Damn.
I have no grievances. I lived a great life. And
you're a fucking liar.
I made more people come than made me come. 2022 was a great year.
There you go. You made both. That's the metric. And only got to come once. What?
I came twice. I made people come three times. It was a great year. You can find me at Andrew Hiller US. You can find the show at Worst Week Yet. You can support the show by going to patreon.com/worstweekyet. And more important than all that, tune in again next year for more bad news.
You know what, Andrew? You might have had less sex, but I feel like you hit the average amount of men making people come. Like once every 120 days. Like once every 120 days on average. I feel like, you know what? Work smarter, not harder. Those guys are really doing a lot, not getting it done. But you went 3 for 3, my guy. And that's good math.
I cannot believe that I am a quality over quantity guy, but here we are.
Ew.
Thank you so much.